This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and to our folks over there in New Orleans, Louisiana, batting down the hatches. You got a bunch of rain coming your way. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, border patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And the Coast Guard's going to be a little busy along the Gulf of Mexico over the next few days, I am sure. Now, to all the people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting out the mail for delivery today to everybody around, and we appreciate what you are doing. And don't forget about those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, too, as they help to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, for all the different things that we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Good morning, kiddo.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody. I had actually written this up last night during the show. I have to double duty here. After I went off on my segment, I'm going to stick with it. And by the way, I got home yesterday after through the bad weather, and I was extremely ecstatic to see, because I didn't know he was going to be on, David Barton. And you all heard about him the other night. Yes, absolutely. The one that's done 30 years research on the founders. And he went into some stuff that will shake you up a little bit, you people who think that it was all about slavery. No. He sets it straight.
No, that was just Beto O'Rourke made that comment.
Yeah, well, we don't care. We wouldn't be where we are if we hadn't had the founders do what they did. And I'm telling you, wow. So what I did, I'm sticking to this. There, even though there were so many signers, there are two that to me, they just stand out. They're so tremendous. So I'm just going to stick with two tonight out of 50, because I think George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were two of the most, interesting. I have whole books on just those two people, and there was a radio show that had 3 hours just on Jefferson. So that tells you they had quite a colorful life. George Washington, who was commander-in-chief, this is one of his quotes: "Truth will ultimately prevail where there are pains to bring it to light." But George Washington never wanted to be president. He dealt with things that unbelievable treason. He had to actually had someone hung in the town square. He had a lot of treason, huge measles outbreak, men that didn't want to work, men that didn't have socks. It's unbelievable, but they worked in some very bad conditions when they fought in the cold weather. I have it all here, and I'm telling you, but God bless him. And when he wanted to retire after all this, they begged him to become first president, and so he did become our first president, and thank God, because he was a great one. But he is one that really did not want to be. He wanted to go back to his plantation, you know. And then I had John Adams in here, but he's not quite as colorful. He was president after George Washington. Now, the most prolific to me. Thomas Jefferson, a lot been said about him, books and books and books. He was younger. He was a young law student when a lot of these things were going on. He was brilliant, brilliant. He said, and this is one of his quotes, "If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be well informed. Thomas Jefferson was a prolific book reader. He was young. He was a brilliant young lawyer, 33 years old, which is pretty young, when he actually signed and worked on, he was actually the kind of authored the Declaration of Independence. And even though he and John Adams did not get along too well later, John Adams actually said that he should write the Declaration. It would be this Thomas Jefferson. By the way, strangely enough, they both died the same year and the same day, which that in itself to me is weird. Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm dropping everything here. But anyway, first of all, he served as Secretary of State under George Washington. Also, he was the main author of the Declaration of Independence, later became President of the United States. Now, when he became president, a lot of people think that he's known as kind of the lesser of the what we call real religious ones. Well, that's not quite so. When he became president, he allowed more of people to have their churches and so forth. So sometimes you got to read through some of the things that you hear about people and get to the real truth. And I do. I don't care if it takes years. I'll get to the truth. And I have not just my books, but I've really been watching who I listen to. And the best is, and by the way, I didn't know this, there's a new Founders Bible out just now, put by David Horton, who, by the way, has been on Salem Net, where you've heard him as a historian. Okay, I'm going to end with this one because of his words. Nathan Hale was hung. Now, usually when you're hung, you're going to give cigarettes out, or you're going to... No. He didn't. And these were his words, and I so honor him for this. He said, "I regret I only have one life to give for my country." I wonder how many of us would say that right now. I'm not sure I could. I would spill the beans, probably. I don't know what I'd do, but such a great person. And though there were 56 signers, and I have something on all of them, which is totally shocking, I think the two outstanding are the two I just gave you, and they both became presidents. In fact, in order, George Washington, John Adams, and then Thomas Jefferson. We have a lot to be grateful for, and you know what it is, people? It's our freedom today. The battles they fought, wow. So we thank them for it. I'll do a blessing this week, but I'm not sure when. God bless all of you in the meantime. Remember, God loves you. Thank you, Captain.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, prayer intercessor. We thank her very much, and we'll be right back. Your phone calls will be welcome, and Kathy is going to tell you the number to call. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, father and son, owners of Relief Factor, a company located up in the Seattle, Washington area. And they're listening to us right now on Megatalk Radio. There's stations up there. And good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, and don't know what to do, and you've gone the medication route like many of us have, and you're taking a Buffer, or you're loading up with a Leve or ibuprofen or whatever the deal is, and you're just barely making it go away, then if you've got arthritis pain, which I suffer from arthritis, if you've got back pain, broken my back twice, if you've got neck pain, if you've got shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, whatever kind of pain it is, let me suggest that you try Relief Factor and the 3-week quick start, because it'll work right away. And I found out in my own case that after taking it for a couple of weeks, the pain basically went away. Now, I had reached the point where just trying to walk my dog when I had my dog around the block was a real challenge. And however, after a couple of weeks of taking Relief Factor, I was able to take that morning walk with the dog without the pain, without the discomfort I'd been under, the swelling in my ankles, the swelling in my legs and my knee, and all the stuff that was bothering me because of the fact that I was having this issue. So, I take Relief Factor religiously now, twice a day, once in the morning and once again in the evening, because that's all I have to do to maintain and keep it doing what I need to have it doing, and before I start doing my show prep for my radio show. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more and order your 1995 3-week quick start today. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and I hope it works for you the way it worked for me, and I have every reason to think that it will. Now, yesterday was a very busy day for a lot of political reasons.
The main one is what happened with Tom Steyer, the billionaire, philanthropist, if you will, who's all about climate change and whatnot and green energy, et cetera, et cetera. That was his forte until he announced that he's running for president. And here is his announcement right here.
Tom Steyer, one of the most influential activists in Democratic Party politics.
He was the founder and president of Next Gen America.
I think what people believe is that the system has left them. I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them, but are actually working for the people who have rigged the system. Really what we're doing is trying to make democracy work by pushing power down to the people.
California voters are getting a chance to do what California lawmakers failed to do.
Prop 56 got a lot of support at the polls.
The oil company sponsored a new ballot initiative to halt California's new law.
I was born in 1957. I grew up right in the middle of the Civil Rights Revolution and the Vietnam War. The underlying injustice in America was coming under attack. My father graduated from Yale Law School at 21, started being a lawyer, then he went into the Navy because of Pearl Harbor, and then at the end of the war, they sent him over to be assistant to the chief prosecutor at Nuremberg. I think my father looked at being in the service or being at Nuremberg as like, you have your duty, you do it. My parents were very uncompromising about doing the right thing.
Steyer and his wife are worth an estimated $1.5 billion. They pledged to give half of their fortune to charity.
We signed the Giving Pledge, which is a promise to give away half of your wealth while you're alive to good causes. We have a society that's very unequal, and it's really important for people to understand that this society is connected. If this is a banana republic with a few very, very rich people and everybody else living in misery, that's a failure. The lawyers have basically gotten the Supreme Court to say that corporations are people, and therefore they have all the rights in the Constitution given to people. Now, obviously, corporations don't have hearts or souls or futures. They don't have children. They have a short time frame, and they really care about just making money. If you give them the unlimited ability to participate in politics, it will skew everything because they only care about profits. You know, you look at climate change. That is people who are saying, we'd rather make money than save the world. That's an amazing statement, and it's happening today. And there are politicians supporting that. I mean, I think 82,000 people died last year of drug overdoses. If you think about the drug companies, the banks screwing people on their mortgages, it's thousands of people doing what they're paid to do. Almost every single major intractable problem, at the back of it, you see a big money interest for whom stopping progress, stopping justice is really important to their bottom line. Americans are deeply disappointed and hurt by the way they're treated by what they think is the power elite in Washington, D.C., and that goes across party lines and it goes across geography. We've got to take the corporate control out of our politics. All these issues go away when you take away the paid opposition from corporations who make trillions of extra dollars by controlling our political system. What do we care about? We care about proving the world and handing it on to the next generation in ways that they can lead better lives than we've had, in a way that's safer, more prosperous, and more beautiful and creative. And if we don't do those two things, then shame on us. If you think that there's something absolutely critical, try as hard as you can and let the chips fall where they may. And that's exactly what I'm doing. My name's Tom Steyer. I'm running for president.
Now, that's very good. Sounded very nice, very neat, very proper, right? But there were a couple of big things in there that you need to pay attention to. And caller, hang on a minute. I'll go right to you. The two things were as follows. Number one, we are not a democracy. He came out and said, well, we're a democracy. But we're not. That's the socialist line, okay? We are not a democracy. And caller, call back because I'm going to get you on the line here. But there you go. That's number one. Number two, he's part of the swamp. Because everything he said big corporation was doing, he's been doing with his financial assets,
with the Democratic Party to have a voice. Everything. He's been right in the middle of that. He's been right in the middle of all of that. So what he's telling you, everybody else is doing, is what he himself, in fact, has been doing from day one. Now, does it sound good? Sure. Is it a political push? Sure. Is he in to run for president? Sure. Does he think he can be the one to beat Donald Trump? Absolutely. Because he doesn't think any of these other candidates that are in there, including Kamala Harris, the woman that he supported very strongly in California with lots and lots of money and support, he doesn't think that any of them can beat Donald Trump. Or he wouldn't be in this. Just a fact. So he's going to take his money and go up against Donald Trump's money, because this is going to be a $2 billion race per party. And the Democrats right now financially are in deep trouble. They are actually broke for the most part with their congressional and their senatorial races. They've actually pretty much spent themselves into oblivion and actually are not in the black. They are in the red. And we haven't even started the political season yet. The Republicans, on the other hand, have been doing a very good job. And they've been doing well. So hasn't the president's committee, campaign committee. Very well. They're in a very good position. More so than what they were the first time around. But don't take anything for granted. And remember the name Tom Steyer. You're going to hear a lot about him. He's going to buy a lot of commercial time. He's got the money to do it. He's going to dominate the discussion everywhere he goes. Watch and see. My words, that's what I believe. But he's not what he claims to be. He's not what he claims to be. And that's where you're going to have to decide that for yourself. And for you Democrats that are out there that are talking about, well, the corporations and the big business and the money, he's part of the problem. He's part of the problem. He's been right up to his eyeballs in the middle of everything that you've had going for the last 10 years. How's that working out? Oh, and by the way, during that last 10 years, when he's talking about giving half of what he had, giving it away, he's made more money hand over fist. And the green movement under Barack Obama was one of the ways that he was doing it. That was one of the ways he was doing it. When Barack Obama went away and the green movement went with it, guess what? He didn't make as much money. But he's still making money. Make no doubt. All right. Be right back with more. Captain's America Third Watch rolling along. And Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn. Get up and have at it there, kiddo.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An appeals court in New Orleans has taken up the Affordable Care Act. Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins urged the court to declare Obamacare unconstitutional in its entirety. The state argued that when Congress enacted President Trump's tax overhaul, it rendered the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional by doing away with penalties for not having insurance as mandated in the law. Mark Rylander is with the Texas Attorney General's office.
When the law was stripped of its revenue-raising penalty, the mandate and the entire law are now unconstitutional.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and other Democrats are pushing to preserve it.
133 million Americans will potentially be vulnerable to massive premium increases.
It's still not known when the court will make its ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. It's time for our first military and veterans news segment and a little border news, too, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, tomorrow is Thursday, and Bo from the National Aviation Academy will be with us in studio. Make sure you send me your questions for Bo, and he'll gladly answer them. Meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And don't forget, they have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And they are ready to serve you. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always tell them the captain sent you. You want to take the tour. Well, Congress has returned back to the budget stalemate.
Who knows what's going to happen this time? Lawmakers returning to Washington, D.C. this week are in a race against the clock to reach a budget deal to ease the statutory spending caps and avoid a government shutdown starting October the 1st, because they'll go into campaign mode here in the not-too-distant future. When they do, they won't be back for a while, in session, that is. So we'll see what happens and how this all plays out. Now, who's going to be the next Navy Chief of Naval Operations? Now, when Colonel Jim comes on to do the Colonel's Corner in hour number 4, that's the 5 o'clock hour Eastern time, I'm going to ask him about the surprise announcement made by Admiral William Moran that he wouldn't become the next Chief of Naval Operations and instead will retire after 39 years in uniform. That it has rocked absolutely the highest echelons of the Naval Sea Service, for sure. I'm also going to talk about it with Denise Simon to find out what she's found out with her last couple of days, doing some checking on that, because there is a story behind this, a backstory to what's happened, and it needs to be told. Now, two Marines were arrested on July 3rd by the U.S. Border Patrol, and they now face federal charges for allegedly smuggling 3 undocumented immigrants near the U.S.-Mexican border as they were coming back in from Mexico. Now, I don't know even where to start with this. They were given money, the Marines were given money by these individuals to bring them into the United States. They're in big trouble right now. They'll probably wind up getting drummed out of the Marine Corps because of this, because this is a huge no-no. They were going back to their base, and they were bringing these guys back into the country from down there, and I understand they were being so much, they were being paid so much ahead to do it, which means they were making some extra money, probably some pretty good money. Don't know exactly. Maybe we'll find out eventually. I'm going to ask Denise Simon about it. Also, a government spokesman for Germany says they are not considering sending ground troops to Syria as part of its contribution to fighting the Islamic State group, as has been requested by NATO. Germany says, nope, no troops, no nothing for Germany. We'll help you in a different way for Syria. We'll help you in another way. Wonderful. By the way, the death of a 7-month-old baby in an allegedly unlicensed daycare provider's house on a Hawaii military base is now considered a homicide. Wow. What were these people thinking when they send their kids, military or not, to somebody who's not even properly set up legally to do what they're doing? Gotta be careful, folks. By the way, now to the border. Activists are worried about the potential abuse of face scans for ICE. Have you heard what's going on? Well, I got no problem with it at all. Israel's done it for years and it works. At least 3 states now on the border have scanned millions of driver's license photos on behalf of ICE without the driver's knowledge or consent, as the vehicles have been going back and forth across the border. Now, the face scans have been done at the ports of entry, where people come and people go. And until now, you haven't heard anybody talking about it. There's going to be some people going, oh, my God, we can't do that. Well, to that I say, you're out of your mind. We've got to do that. We need to know who's traveling along that border, who's coming in, who's going out, whether or not people are doing it on a regular basis, or whether or not they're bringing things back in with them, like drugs or other things, needs to be done. And if you don't like it, don't go to Mexico. Hello? Try something different. Now, for more on the border, here is Senator Ted Cruz talking about what he has seen on the border, personally, up close. And by the way, he's been in the detention centers. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has not. Listen to this.
Which brings us down to the southern border. We know you just returned from a trip there. Senator, yeah. What did you see? What did you learn?
Well, on Monday of last week, I was down at the border in the Rio Grande Valley. I've been down there many, many times. And we have a full-blown crisis. I mean, it is horrific. In the month of May, over 144,000 people were apprehended coming into this country illegally. It is a crisis. And what we're seeing in particular is more and more kids. Children who are being brutalized, they're being brutalized by human traffickers, they're being brutalized coming over, and the reason for the crisis is congressional Democrats, in particular the loopholes in the laws. I'll tell you one of the stunning things I heard down at the border last week. It used to be several years ago that of the adult males coming in this country, roughly 2% had a child with them. You know what that number is today? 50% of adult males now have a child. I saw in one detention facility what they call daddy daycare, because it's all these single adult males that have a little kid, and it's because Congress has screwed this up. The Democrats have put in place loopholes that say to a human trafficker and drug trafficker, if you bring a child, if you grab a little boy, grab a little girl, and bring them with you, that child is a get-out-of-jail-free card, and you'll get let go. That is cruel, it is heartless, it is inhumane, and we need to end it.
Also, in case you haven't heard this one, some of the poorer families in Central and South America have been selling their children, selling them, so that they could be used for what this is all being talked about here. I mean, this has gone from the ridiculous to the sublime to the pitiful to the horrible nature of, again, slave labor. And what we've been hearing about. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe Senator Cruz, and I would believe him any day of the week over Olivia Ayok or any of these other fools who've been talking about what they've been talking about. Because, again, they weren't inside. They were outside making their comments. Well, we saw this, we saw that. No, you didn't. You didn't at all. But you will, because the next time you go down there, they're going to run you through there along with members of the press so you can see what's going on from one detention center to the other, from sea to shining sea, as they say. They are going to do that. Well, actually, it's going to be from El Paso all the way across to San Diego, to the four or five big detention centers that they've got all along that border. So that's what's going to happen. And then they'll be able to make whatever comments they want. But the media will be there with their cameras taking official pictures, not the ones they're posting that are what they call file pictures that are from the Obama administration, which, by the way, it's not where all this started, but it's where it continued to go on with no answer, with no resolution, because the problem we have is our asylum law, which is allowing these people to come here with the kids and say, I need asylum because I be persecuted in my country. They're going to kill me if I go back and get my little one too and all that crap. Well, anyway, little Proud Mary coming into the mix here. And a little Kathy going to take us to break again. All right, Kathy, it's your turn.
When I need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place I go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peak, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow
of truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, ain't nothing wrong with his radio. He's out there rooster cruising. That song goes back to 1979 for all you nostalgia buffs there. And by the way, this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our good friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Okay, well, let me get to the statement here that we have right off the bat, first of all, because there's a high chance, 90% chance, for the development of a tropical depression in the formation in the northeastern part of the Gulf of Mexico today, developing into a tropical storm before it moves ashore somewhere in Texas over the weekend or the early part of next week. Now, this storm is going to just stumble and bumble and move very slowly with severe thunderstorms possible from eastern Missouri to the upper Great Lakes, as well as all along I-10 from the panhandle of Florida all the way out to the San Antonio area. So you folks listening to us up there in our stations in Alabama and Mobile and over into Mississippi and Slidell, Louisiana, also New Orleans, the station that covers New Orleans there, over to Houston, over in Louisiana, Central Louisiana, Lafayette, and San Antonio, you want to be listening too, because this rain could be coming your direction, and we all know, especially in Houston, how saturated everything is. So pay attention. Now, let me just run real quickly across the highways and byways. I-10, you're going to have the rain panhandle of Florida all the way across into certainly Houston for the next several days, so be advised of that. Storms will be heavy at times, and there will be flooding conditions involved. Now, you've also got I-20, where the problem tonight is going to be the heat factor, because I-20 coming out of Georgia, going into Alabama and running it all the way across into Texas and then out over into where it merges with I-10, you're going to be dealing with heat index temperatures of 100 to 105, 105 to 110 all the way across. Now, going up on I-40, you're going to have the same problem. Starting with the western part of Tennessee, going into Arkansas, going into Oklahoma, and you'll run out of it by the time you get to about El Reno, Oklahoma. Same temperature changes there as well. When you get out into the desert southwest, Phoenix, Arizona, you're looking at 110, 115 degrees, possibly actual temperature with heat indexes off the chart. Don't even want to know. The rain tonight is way up north, along the Canadian border with North Dakota. Flood warnings up there, too. There's some additional rain and some flood watches and warnings in Nebraska as well. Now, let me drift down over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Morning, caller.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
This is Lily. How are you?
Not bad. What's on your mind?
Well, on my mind, thank God you said it, my mind, I think the Bible has to be given a lot more credibility than what has been given, and the only way to do that is using God's word. For example, the Bible says God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the basic stuff that should be taught in schools is the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers. That's a big, big thing that we need to teach people.
Well, it's taught in the parochial schools, and I believe to a certain amount in the charter schools, but you will never see it in the public schools.
So why will you never see it?
Because the Supreme Court's already made that decision.
Oh, excuse me, but that's because people chose to let that happen. But you're
really?
Wait a minute. You say we're not a democracy. I thought democracies were majority rules. And the majority of people want to get married. The majority of people want to stay together.
My dear, we are a republic. Do you not know your history?
I do know your history. Okay, tell me, what is a republic? Do they not believe in marriage?
A republic, by the way, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values,
exactly,
and that's what we believe in.
That's what we got to go back to. I think it's time we stop giving the devil the upper hand. You're making it sound like the Supreme Court is God. No,
no,
God
the Supreme
is
Court
God.
Is the final rule of the land legally, unfortunately.
Yes, but we can go back to what God originally intended.
Well, I wish you luck, but I got to go. Okay, we got Denise Simon on the telephone line right now. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
First of all, you and I were talking about this Admiral William Moran,
And what exactly went down there? I mean, this happened over a period of like 24 hours over the weekend to where he said Monday that I'm not going to be the chief of naval operations anymore. What the heck happened?
Yeah, it appears that he had some kind of extracurricular activities going on with a female that he shouldn't have.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, that says it all. And, of course, his boss, the Secretary of the Navy, probably kicked that upstairs to the Secretary of Defense, and I would assume the Secretary of the Navy says, listen, under the circumstances, we need to just forget about this, you think?
Right.
Yeah, that's a shame. Because the guy had, what, 40 years or thereabouts in the Navy?
Well, again, they probably, instead of promoting him, he just retired. So nice. I guess in this case he gets to keep his retirement benefits and whatnot.
Correct.
Because he just slowly went away.
Correct. Yep, you're right. Well, it's a shame, and I guess we'll just see what happens next, because I don't think the Navy has a clue, even though there is a succession level here as to who might get kicked up to the next position as Chief of Naval Operations. Of course, that's all done by chain of command, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the way it's going to happen.
True enough. But,
and since you have a little connection to the Navy, I thought you might have some inside information.
That's the best I can give you.
I know. All right. Now, I was talking about the border a little while ago, and these pictures that keep surfacing from the border. Have you noticed that they're what's called file pictures from back in the day when Barack Obama was the president?
It's a common practice, and that's why I would suggest to your listeners to always be careful, and don't take pictures as being, I guess, vetted or correct, because they can either be dated or file pictures, or they can be photoshopped or anything else. So just because there's a picture there doesn't mean that it applies correctly to the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess to be continued, huh?
Indeed so.
Wow. Because, again, it's kind of hard to figure out here with all the different things that are going on who's actually running the asylum. But we got so many different. And by the way, we're going to get into a little conversation when we come back, because we're not only going to talk about the Admiral, which we just did, but we're going to talk about Iran and where that may go, because they're very blazingly right now pounding their chest going, hey, we're above the level we're supposed to be by enriching uranium, and we're not going to stop. Nah, 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 nah. And we'll get into that, because we're going to be coming right up on the break here. I'm just waiting for the music. And then we're going to talk about Tom Steyer. So here comes the music. I'll be right back with more with the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Kathy is going to tell us all about how you can get a hold of us in the event that you want to. And we thank you very much for listening to the program. And San Antonio, be on your best behavior. Pay attention to the weather.
When I need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place I go. Overnight live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.